This episode has been brought to you by Soul Tribe Publishing House.
You are now tuned in into the Soul Sister Sunday podcast. My name is Kim.
My name is Jay, and we're your co-hosts for today's episode and every episode from Soul Sister Sunday.
We're coming to you with deep conversations, questions, and pondering the different wonders of life.
We're also coming to you with friendship, because Kim and I are great friends.
Stay tuned and enjoy.
And don't forget to subscribe, follow us on Instagram, leave us reviews. We appreciate all the love and support, and stay tuned for our episode.
Jay, I know we said that this will be an interesting topic to bring up, but I'm not going to lie, it makes me a little sad.
I don't find it as sad as you do, but I'm really excited to get into this conversation because I do think that it is a conversation that needs to be had and voices and thoughts need to be heard.
Oh, of course. And it seems that it is becoming a very typical yet unique process around the world. It's becoming more common. So I guess we shall dig into it and talk about it. Today, we are going to discuss assisted self-deletion. So with assisted self-deletion, from what I saw on Google, it is used in the medical field. It's a procedure in which doctors and nurses help a patient who is going through terminally ill diseases or a rare condition that stops them from living life. They help them through the dying process. And of course, there's plenty of confidentiality involved, a lot of privacy involved, but it's when nurses and doctors step in and help them transition to the other side.
Now, let's get this out of the way. Why are you sad about it?
Anything that involves the ending of a life has always been sad to me. And I mentioned it in a couple of other episodes that I have had a fear of dying since I was a little girl with two ponytails in my head. I believe the combination of the two, the sadness that comes from it and my underlying anxiety and fear of it, makes it sad when these type of topics come up for me. And I understand it could be a beautiful process. People have free will, they can do what they want, but you can't help but feel some type of way when this happens.
Listeners, I don't know if you guys feel like Kimberly or feel any different about it, because for me, I don't think that assisted self-deletion is meant to be sad. I think it is meant to be freedom, especially for people that are in pain or no longer want to participate in the world. I find that the topic of self-deletion to be a very controversial topic, and I find it to be very hypocritical at times too, whenever we're speaking of it. So I think that assisted self-deletion also has a lot of nuance to it whenever we're speaking on it. So I really want us to dig deep into it today.
And that's what we'll do. We'll dig as deep as we can. I may cry a little bit, but we'll get through it. So let's keep it pushing. Did you know that assisted self-deletion is only legal in 10 states in the US?
I'm actually surprised that it is legal in 10 states, to be quite honest. I do know that assisted self-deletion is more spoken about all over the world than it is in America. So for me to learn that it's only Penn State is very progressive, in my opinion. But what state is this available in?
With assisted self-deletion, it is legal in Oregon, which is no surprise. They are turning into Florida, in my opinion. But it is legal in Oregon, Washington, D.C., Hawaii, Washington State, Maine, Colorado, New Jersey, California, and Vermont. It seems to me it's legal in the states that are moving towards a more progressive standpoint, especially in California. California is so open and so welcoming of many different things. So I can see why these states are with this.
Now, since we're talking about locations where assisted self-deletion is available, let's talk about the places around the world where this also is available. The first one that comes to mind is the Netherlands, followed by Belgium and Luxembourg, Colombia, Canada, and Switzerland. The most recent and the most talked about that I have seen so far has been Canada. They recently passed MAID, which is the legalized medical assistance in dying. And there has been a lot of controversy. It has been talked about a lot on social media. That is what triggered us to want to talk about it on our podcast.
It doesn't too much surprise me with Canada either, because Canada is another place where it's so open and people can do damn near anything. However, I'm not quite sure if I'm fully on board with the way Canada is handling it. Like you mentioned, it's controversial. And from what I heard from different podcasts and a little research, it doesn't exactly have to be a life-threatening medical condition to have this done to you in Canada. I don't like that. Of course, there's a whole process being evaluated mentally and digging into your life and finding out what's happening. I saw somewhere where a man had been homeless for so many years and was very much down on his luck, and his mental health wasn't where it needed to be. And he was in the process of looking into this. That is scary to me.
Why is that scary?
If you haven't noticed, I am very much an internal optimistic person. I try not to be Holly Cherry Disney movie all the time, but it happens. In a situation like that, we all go through shit. We all go through tough shit. I just don't like the idea of a person running to that as their option. Even though I understand if you've been through it, you feel like you have tried everything and nothing seems to work, something in me would like for that person to try just a little bit more. So that's why I say it's scary. The slightest inconvenience, that's the first thing you want to run to. And with it being legal and being a medical team there to walk you through it, I hope that someone is there in the team to intercept a little bit if they can.
I think it's interesting that you place blame on someone who's going through something rather than society supporting people that are going through things. You mentioned that someone is homeless and having mental illness and them running to be medically deleted. I don't think that's how it works. I struggle with mental illness, and I don't think that me running to be self-deleted medically would be a weakness. I think that people who are doing this and choosing to be medically self-deleted, it's not an easy choice, and it is not a convenience. It's actually, that's the last resort.
So you brought up it being an convenience, some type of convenience for a person. That's where I don't fully understand what's going on and becomes tricky for me. I know how the world tend to treat shit like it's a trend. And because it's popular, it's hot, people always run to it. I have a slight fear that this will become that. It's convenient, it's right there to let anybody in. I'm gonna go do it. I don't like that idea. And I understand for some people, that's their life. That's what they feel like. That's what they choose to do. But for others who just can't make the rent payment tomorrow, so I'm going to go down to this clinic and see what I can do with this assisted self-deletion, that's the part that scares me, and I don't like it.
I don't think it's that easy, Kimberly.
See, I know it's not that easy, but I know how people find way around things and people tend to tweak things. And I'm sure there'll be a team there to figure out what's really going on and figure out if they qualify for such a procedure. But it's the idea that some people may try to treat it like that, that bothers me.
I think it's very interesting that the world is being more open to the idea of assisted self-deletion. I think it is important that the world have conversations about when is it the right time to assist someone with self-deletion, because self-deletion happens every day. Whether or not people talk about it, whether or not we want to see that light, it happens. And people struggle with the idea of self-deletion every day. So to me, I don't find it difficult for me to accept the idea that people would want to get medically deleted. I don't find that to be a hard concept. I actually find it to be a humane concept. It gives people the right to choose what they do with their body and when they do it with their body. It gives them the right to schedule it. It gives them the right to grieve. It gives them the right to have a humane exit rather than them jumping off a bridge, or rather than their family member coming into their home and finding their body and traumatizing that family member. I think there is so many important things that we can learn from assisted self-deletion.
But even with that, I still have a bunch of questions. You mentioned a couple things that I have questions about. And I promise I'm not trying to be picky or be a pain in the ass. But when you mentioned the whole part of being free will and having the right, to me, you still don't fully have that right, because you still have to go to a doctor or a professional. The professionals still have to decide if that would be good enough for you or if they want to go through with that part. So it still leaves it in the hands of somebody else to really decide what's going to happen next. That doesn't sound too free to me. And even with you mentioning it being traumatizing to the family to walk in and find their loved one in a bad situation in their home. If I knew that someone close to me wanted to go through this procedure, I would still be traumatized. Not as traumatized if I walked in on them, unfortunately passed away, but traumatized by the fact that they no longer want to be around. That makes me sad. So either way, it's still too up in the air for me. It's still too many gray areas for me to fully be on board.
Assisted self-deletion, especially how it's happening nowadays in Canada, in Switzerland, they're developing ways where doctors are no longer doing it. And there are capsules and there are ways that a person can do it in their own space. I just came across a video of someone creating a blueprint where you can 3D print a capsule and you can put it somewhere. And it literally takes 30 seconds for it to administer chemical compounds into the capsule. And you get to have this view as you are self-deleting. And I think that's beautiful. I really think that when we take ourselves away from our ego and when we take away our attachment to someone else's life, to someone else's choice, we can truly see that people can exit life beautifully. And I wish that people had that more. Ending your life is a choice, and we have autonomy in that. And so for me, assisted self-deletion gives you that autonomy, and I'm okay with that. I am so pro that. I understand that there could be corruption in it, just like there is corruption in anything, but I would like to see it on the positive side more. If people are struggling with terminal illnesses, if people are struggling with chronic depression, yes, you have that choice. And no one should tell you that you can't make that choice. So for me, I stand on the side of I am for it 100%.
It almost makes me think of putting animals to sleep. I'm just going to say this real quick. I've noticed when you and I research information, somehow we end up on different sides of the world. I don't know how we type in the same thing on Google and to get different results. But while looking into this, I saw euthanasia mentioned often. I don't know if you saw it too, but it made me wonder, is euthanasia on an animal the same thing as assisted self-deletion? Because both involve chemicals, both involve going to the doctor, both involve ending the life of an animal or person who was no longer able to live healthily. So to me, it's the same thing almost, and I don't like either one. I know I never mentioned it before, but I also don't believe in putting animals to sleep. I've had to do it in the past and I didn't like it, and I try to avoid that now with any animal that I may be in care of. It's on the same line and it don't sit right.
I don't think it's on the same line because the animal is not telling you that it wants to end its life. And as a matter of fact, we are choosing for that animal whenever we are putting an animal down. But I also think that when animals are old and they are struggling, it is the most humane thing to do is to put an animal down. So I don't think it's the same thing. It is a little bit different, but I do think that overall, it is done out of care. It is done out of love. It is done out of compassion. And to me, that carries heavy weight. I would put an animal down if it ever came to that. Who am I to allow a human or a being to struggle just because I believe that life is important? Yes, life is important, but life where you have autonomy, where you can enjoy it, is important. When you no longer are enjoying life, when you are no longer capable of living a good life and have a good effect in life, then that is when deletion is open. I don't think there's anything wrong with someone or something choosing to end their experience. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I know morally speaking and the Bible, and people love to say this and that and this, you're selfish, blah, blah, blah. That's not true. Actually, I felt left to say, I'm struggling, my animal is hurting, they can no longer go to the bathroom by themselves, they're throwing up every day. I think that's less.
I can see it from that way too, but I still bring it back to, I guess, a rather selfish standpoint. Having to say goodbye to an animal or person is hard, especially when you know they're not coming back. I can't get out of my mind when thinking about this type of topic. Oh gosh, even like you said with the whole situation of an animal being so sick and so old that they're barely even blinking anymore. It's not my place to play God. We always talk about not playing God and letting things happen naturally. If they're meant to live another day, then why not let them live that extra day? I get it. They're in pain. They can't do this. They can't do that. They may not answer to their name anymore, but it's not my place to take that from them. That's how I view it from time to time. And I'd rather not, honestly.
It's interesting that you say, let's not play God, but God also has messengers and God also sends messages through people. So in that aspect, I think of it as I'm doing my godly duty, because God does not send us to earth to suffer. God does not send us to have an experience where all we see is pain. In the eyes of love, love is freedom. If you are not able to freely live, then you are not in love with something or someone. Me putting an animal down is out of love. Me saying, I see you're struggling, I'm going to stand by you as you are being put to sleep. You're going to see my love for you. I'm doing it out of love. So to me, I think it is a loving thing to have an animal euthanized. And I stand by it. I also think that it's through love that people decide to have assisted self-deletion. So you and I look at it very, very differently. And that is perfectly okay, because I know a lot of listeners will benefit from it.
Girl, that's nothing new. About 80% of our episodes, we're looking at shit differently. So they should expect this by now.
We are so raw and honest too. And I think that is so appropriate for this topic, because it is a hard topic. Let's make that 100% transparent. This is a hard topic, and there is no right answer. And there is no wrong answer either. So listeners, not too much on me and not too much on Kim.
That's something I thought about while preparing for this episode. I didn't want to come off as a know-it-all, and I didn't want to come off as making someone feel bad because they believe something differently from me. I hope it's understood that this is simply just an opinion, and we always talk about the four agreements, and in the four agreements it states that my opinion is just that, it's not a fact. All this so others can learn and hopefully share with us what they think too.
And also too, for you guys to have conversation with the people around you, because the more we talk about these things, the less is taboo. And to be 100%, people struggle. There is someone in every family that struggles with mental illness. I know everybody loves to say, oh, there's nothing wrong with me, I am so perfect, I don't have mental illness. Gosh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. Someone in your family does. Someone in your family thinks about this. Somebody in your family struggles with this. So let's unveil it. Let's talk about it and let you have a conversation with people about it.
I'm actually glad that you brought this up about having a conversation with people around you. I just want to put it out there that assisted self-deletion or medical assisted self-deletion is not always about the mentality or mental health of someone. There are people out there who have illnesses they were born with that there are no cures for, that's slowly killing them, so they may think about this. Or even having older family members who may think this is the route to go. Quick story. As always, Kim has a story. I don't know if you ever watched this TV show called The Carmichael Show, but in one episode, the grandmother, who was well in age, made it very clear that she lived a beautiful life. She had all the fun she was gonna have. All her kids were grown. She got to meet grandbabies and great-grandbabies. She felt it was her time to go. Nothing seemed wrong, Granny. She didn't seem as if something was wrong physically, but at her old age, she felt there was nothing else to live for. Of course, The Carmichael Show is a comedy, so they played it out in a funny way by making jokes. And when they were at the house with her, they kept popping in and out the room to see if she was still awake, making it a funny scenario, making it lighthearted. However, in that episode, it talks about being old and being done. And let me just go ahead and talk to a doctor, get the medicine I need, and let me go. So I think this conversation is not only important for people who have mental health issues or physical issues, but also for the elderly in a family.
Yeah, I was watching this TikTok set of videos as I was researching this because, you know me, I start with Google and end up with social media just because I think there's so much value in talk and people's experiences. So I came across these videos where this girl was documenting her grandmother's choice to be medically self-deleted. And it was beautiful to me. Her grandmother got to experience her last moment with her grandchild and making memories. And in one of them, it was their last meal together. And they got dressed up, they got pretty, they had a beautiful experience eating dinner together. And her granddaughter got to ask her questions about her life and continue to make memories as her last days came about. And her grandmother told her when the date was, with the time. To me, that's beautiful. I rather leave that behind than leave the questions behind. And I think that's so important. I think that's what medical assisted self-deletion gives, that beauty of no questions, but love.
I'm just gonna ask a hypothetical question just to pick your brain a little bit. But if you had a loved one or someone close to you, it doesn't matter what they're battling. They could be 99 years old. They can have a rare disease that's slowly killing them. Don't care. But if they came to you with this idea of going through a medical self-deletion process, where would your mind be at? How would you feel? Like, seriously, how would you process that?
I would accept it and I would be supportive of it. I think that people that go through this have thought of it. And I think it's hypocritical for someone to say, oh no, don't go do it because of this, because of that. Who are you to tell someone else how to live their life and live their experience? I would support it. It doesn't matter if they're 99. It doesn't matter if they are 20. If they have made up their mind, I'm not playing God and telling them, no, this is wrong for you. I'm sure they've had conversations with whoever they think the creator is. I'm sure they have had moments where they have gone through every scenario. So who am I to tell them that their experience and their perspective is wrong? I would never do that. If anything, I would enjoy my few days with them. I would make memories. I would love on them as much as I can until their very last day. And I would give them the autonomy that they so deserve.
Again, you and I are very different. If that were me in that scenario, I would be supportive, but I may try to ask more questions to figure out why. As much as I hate that question, why? As much as I believe that nobody owes me anything and I don't owe anybody else anything, naturally, I would want to know what's going on and where your mind is at.
Wouldn't that be called a boundary pusher? You're violating people's boundaries?
In that scenario, yes, that would be a boundary pusher. But at the same time, if they don't want to talk about it, it can simply tell me, Kim, my mind is made. I have nothing to say to you. I don't have all the answers to your questions. Just listen to my wish and enjoy my time with me. At that point, I'll just shut the fuck up. I'll cry when they're not around and I will make sure that they are happy in their final days. And like I mentioned already, it may come up of me saying, you've done this and you can continue by doing that, or what about this, what about that, because that's who I am as a person when negative things come my way. Maybe that is a trauma response, maybe that's again me being too optimistic, but naturally that's what I would do. If this makes sense, I'll support it, but I won't be too happy with it.
Now, why is assisted self-deletion a negative though? I don't see it as a negative. I see it as a positive. I see it as the world is finally understanding that people have a choice in death.
I hate to sound as if I'm trying to put myself in the center of attention. Typical Leo behavior, I know, but the reason I view it as a negative, and I'm sure others view it as a negative too, is because of how it make others feel around you. We preach all this shit about we're responsible for ourselves and responsible to others. But I think in some scenarios, you do owe it to others to try a little bit harder to be around. For example, a person who has kids, if they were to take that route, that would leave their kids without them. Their kids will have to navigate life knowing that my parent would rather delete themselves than be with me. That's hard to process. And
whoa, let me stop you right there. Whoa, that's a big one.
I'm just telling you what I think. That's how I feel about it sometimes. I worry about people around me and how others would feel. Whoa. If something like that were to happen.
But again, you're placing blame on someone's choice. So you're saying people don't have the autonomy of choice. Why is it my burden on how I make others feel, but it's not their burden on them helping me when I needed help? It sounds very self-centered. It sounds very egotistical for there to be blame placed on a person who wants to have medically assisted self-deletion. What was society doing to help that person while they were trying to show up for themselves? Most of the time, it's crickets. People love to dive themselves into the, oh, but what about the people that you're leaving behind? You should ask those people that are being left behind what they did while that person was alive, while that person wanted to fight for another day.
And that much is true. And I started off by saying I'm coming from a self-centered point of view. God forbid that something like this happens, I would know what to do with myself. But let's say that my dad, who is damn near 80 years old, sat all his kids down and said that I want to go through with a process to relieve me from this life. I'm getting upset thinking about it. It's hurtful. I can't think of any other words to say. It's hurtful and it's sad to me. I understand you have a choice. I understand you grown as hell. You do what the fuck you want to do. But at the same time, what about others around you that care about you and still want you around? This is insane. I'm getting teary-eyed and the man is fine. My dad is happy being healthy. I ain't said shit like this, but the thought of it is upsetting to me.
That's so understanding. I understand where you're coming from. I empathize with what you're saying. I also think that people's choice matters so much. We love to say, don't tell me what to do with my body. Don't tell me how to behave. It's my choice. Da-da-da-da-da. I live the life that I want to. How is that any different in death? I don't think it should be. And if, God forbid, your dad ever makes that choice, he is giving you the opportunity to consume his energy, to spend time with him as much as you possibly can, rather than him ending up deceased one day. I'd rather have time with someone who I love, knowing that they have decided to terminate their life through assisted self-deletion, rather than get a phone call and say, so-and-so passed away. So-and-so passing away is a lot more hurtful to me than someone telling me, on this day, I am gonna go and self-delete through the medical field. I so much rather have the last few days with someone knowing that they're gonna cross over, that they're gonna gain their wing. I wish that death came with warranty. I wish that my father had told me on this day, my life will be ending, because then I would have the ability to create memories rather than have the absence of.
And that is true. And then I understand it opens up the doors to enjoy that person a little more, give them their wishes and things they may want. Girl, it's just hard for me. Regardless of how you spin it, it's hard.
I hear that. I think it's a very difficult conversation to have, to be completely honest, especially thinking of it as a parent. What if your child came to you and said, this is what I want for myself. This is what I want for my life. I too would ask questions. But at the end of the day, I think for me, it goes back to autonomy. I'm not anybody to judge anyone's choices. I would be sad, I would be hurt, but I would be understanding. I wouldn't try to change someone's mind, because I am sure, and I say that from personal experience, where I have sat and thought of this and said, how would this feel? How would this look? What impact would this have? The only thing I've ever thought about when I've had those thoughts were, it's my choice. And that's beautiful. Life doesn't give us a lot of choices. We have to follow the school rules. We have to go to work. We have to do this. We have to do that. Very little few things are truly our choice. I think assisted self-deletion is truly a choice. And it's a beautiful choice to have in life. I don't think a lot of people will use it and take it, but the idea that it's there, to me, it's beautiful.
Now, as you mentioned, being a parent, if your child came to you with this and said, here's where I am, this is what I want to do, it makes me think of the first time I ever heard of this medical procedure being available. Let me start off by saying this is nothing brand new. Apparently, they've been doing it for years. And the first time I heard of this happening, I was actually at your house. I was visiting for your daughter's birthday. It may have been the year 2016 or 17. That part is foggy to me. You were upstairs doing things, I guess, helping your daughter with something. I just know I was in the living room sitting on your couch by myself, scrolling through my phone, normally, nothing new there. And I came across the story of this teenage girl wanting to take that path. And with her, she was born with some type of rare medical condition. She was unable to walk. She couldn't eat on her own. She literally spent her whole 16, 17 years in a wheelchair. Her ability to speak was very limited because of different things going on with her body. It was a very rare condition that she had that left her pretty much vegetable from the time she was born. She had surgeries throughout her life, but after each surgery, it made her body weaker. She was not getting better. She was on medicine, but the medicine wasn't helping. All these different in and out the hospital, days in the ER, all this going on, and there was no improvement. Until she finally told her mother that she was tired of struggling. She's tired of hospital stays. She's getting weaker. She wants to have assisted self-deletion. Her mother talks about it being hard to accept. It was hard to hear. But she had been there by her child's side the whole time as she went through life like this. So she understood where she was coming from. The way that they set it up, they gave her a prom before she went on to the hospice to go through the procedure. And at the prom, she was the star. She was the prom queen. She had a beautiful dress. Her family was there. I don't know if she had many friends or anything like that, but people who loved and cared about her showed up and supported her and made her this special person at this prom. A week later, she was in hospice, getting relieved of her life. When I tell you, I sat on your couch and boohoo for about 10 minutes after reading that story, and I didn't bring it up to you because I was there to celebrate your daughter. I didn't want to kill the mood by being like, "Ooh, Jay, guess what I just read?" You would have been like, "Girl, what the fuck?" So I held it to myself, and from time to time, I do think of this story when these topics come up. I know her mother had to be strong for her. I know her mother probably had so many questions, but this is what her child wanted, and she honored that. That was my first time hearing of this medical process, and since then, I have been in the middle on how to feel about it. Would you happen to have a first time you heard of it?
Yes, I was listening to what you were saying, and I heard the celebration of her life. That's what I heard. And I thought that was so beautiful. I think with assisted self-deletion, you have that space to celebrate someone's life. And that is so beautiful. Celebrate them while they're here and they can make that choice. I love what I got from that. I know you and I see the world differently. And I know you and I got different things from your story, but that's what I heard. Now, my first experience with this was when I was in high school. I was watching this show, 90210. I think that's the show. And in the show, the protagonist helps one of the people that she was working with self-delete. And she administered her a fatal dosage of something because she was struggling with her medical conditions. I was taken back by it. I didn't fully understand it, but what I got from it was the love and the empathy. That woman ended up giving her inheritance because none of her children were around and none of her children cared for her. But this young girl did it out of selflessness and helped her. And I thought that was very moral and very loving. So to me, I've always seen the idea of assisted self-deletion as a loving and moral right that we have. So I like the idea of it. I think that there should be boundaries. I think that doctors should be involved. I think that there should be layers of it to make sure that there is help for the people that are trying to go through with it. I think a lot of it also falls on society. What is society doing to help people not have this be a route that they take? But I also think that it should be an opportunity that people can take if that's what they choose to do.
You and I have been the same for years when it comes to learning new information and having different opinions on it. You heard about it in high school, years before I even knew what it was, and you looked at it in a more positive light. I heard about it in my 20s, got upset and cried. You and I are so different. And it's so funny how that remained true today.
That is funny. I think that brings juiciness into our friendship, into our way of seeing life, just because I think it's so valuable to have different perspectives on things. And one perspective does not fit all. What my perspective is may be very different than what my child's is. And that's okay. This also prepares us to have conversations with other people. I wonder what your parents think of it. I wonder what my mentors think of it. And would they be against it? Would they be for it? I don't know. I would have to ask them.
I agree. That's something I would have to ask them. However, I don't want to ask them right now. If it comes a time when life brings us to that point, then I'll have that conversation.
You and I are so different then, because I can't wait to get off this call to go ask my kid. So what do you think about stuff deletion medically, girl? Let me tell you. Let me set up the premises.
No, ma'am. No, thank you. I hope I never have to have experience with that, but if the time comes, I'll wait till then. I can't handle it. So, Jay, we covered a very serious topic today. I would say that we shared some good information and we learned a lot just from this back and forth that we had.
Listeners, I hope that you guys gained something from this conversation. I hope that you guys take away the love and the dedication that we have for each other's voices in this conversation. And I hope you guys do something with it. Have a conversation with your friends, have a conversation with your loved ones about this topic, because I think it's so important to have a conversation. I can't stress that enough.
I'm still trying to breathe, y'all. Give me a second. Oh, this is a big one for me, but I am glad that we got to talk about it. Jay is the first person I ever had this conversation with on this topic. And with it becoming a bigger thing in society, I got a feeling this won't be my last. But we got this out the way. I'm glad we did. As always, we are on TikTok. We are on Instagram. We look forward to hearing what you think about medical self-deletion. Do you have any experience with it? Do you feel like me? Do you feel like Jay? Do you feel that it shouldn't even matter? Let us know.
Yes, and as always, move in love. This conversation can only work when you're moving through love, moving in love, moving out of love. This, a life experience, is meant for us to enjoy. And I think this conversation, it can be an enjoyable one because you get to learn someone's perspective, you get to learn where they're coming from, and you get to hold each other in this very intimate space. So I challenge you guys to have this conversation with someone that you truly care about, with someone that you could be transparent with. Go have that conversation. You'll be surprised what you get from it.
As always, move in love. We appreciate all the support, and we will see y'all next Sunday. Bye.
This episode is being brought to you by Soul Tribe Publishing House.